Peggy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 60.
Yeah, man, don't stop the music. It is a Wednesday in the loop. You got John Lopez, you got Figgy Fig, you got myself, Reginald Atitula, hanging out with you. Hope you're having a blast. We are with you. Always get involved with the program, 713-572-4610. That is the number to text. You can also catch us on YouTube and Twitch. Hope you're having a wonderful morning in H-Town or wherever you're listening. Thanks for being with us. Question of the day. It is inspired by Jerry Jones. We will not be talking about Jerry Jones. I hope that that gives you a little bit of solace in that way. But because Jerry
Jones... If you've got Jerry Jones fatigue already?
Which, look, he's been doing this for decades. I understand that there's people that have Jerry Jones fatigue in various different ways. So I understand. However, in this very particular segment, our question of the day is inspired by Jerry Jones because he was out there lashing out and crashing out. But what was the most memorable time that you... lashed out at a loved one.
You snapped.
Friends.
You snapped.
Yeah.
Piggy.
When did you allow the anger to hit you?
Yeah.
And to move through you. All right. Yeah. When did you embrace that? 713-572-4610. That is the question of the day because, he really did that.
All right. You want to go into the Wayback Machine when I grabbed a dude by the collar and damn near punched him in the nose?
Damn near? You didn't actually do it?
I shook him around a little bit.
Okay.
Because you guys know me. I'm relatively laid back. I mean, every once in a while I'll lose my bleep, verbally. But like actually snap that one or the time that I was on a boat and... and almost did the same thing. Let's go to the Wayback Machine.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's go to the Wayback Machine. So I was in college. That's how far back.
Okay.
Driving a buddy.
So what, the 40s? I'm just trying to get my bearings here.
Madonna was on top of the charts. I'll put it that way. So 80s. I was driving a buddy back to College Station from San Antonio. And he goes, hey, can you stop at my buddy's house up here? I got to pick up a couple things. Sure. Picked it up. I had my golf clubs in the trunk of my car. All right. He goes in there, puts some stuff in the trunk. We drive to College Station. 2.5-3 hour drive. I'm driving. You know, not even caring about the speed limit, nothing, just driving. All right. Get to College Station. The dude put in my golf bag where the big, thing is, the zipper, a pound of weed.
Okay, so you was about to get a
pound of weed.
Yeah, you are a trafficker now.
Yeah. Keep in mind, I don't smoke weed. I've dabbled, but it just doesn't do anything for me. And I've dabbled.
I don't think there's a cool way for you to be like, I don't smoke weed. It just always sounds hilarious.
Yeah.
I do not smoke the marijuana.
You do or you don't?
I do not. I've tried. I wish I could because it's probably better than drinking.
What do you mean, I wish I could?
Because it's probably better than drinking.
You absolutely could.
Yeah. But, okay. So we get to we lived in a trailer park. Get to the trailer park. He goes, hey, dude, I got a pound of weed. I was like, I lost my bleep. I grabbed his collar, threw him against the side of my car, mother bleeped him up one side and down the other. Keep in mind, this is the 80s.
Yeah.
You go straight to the pen.
You'd have been hemmed up.
Yeah. You go straight to the pen.
It would not have gone
that
well.
That was the devil leather.
That was awful. That one, I lost it.
All right, so what's better in a similar situation, right? If somebody's going to have you doing something illegal, right? Would you rather know? Would you rather like know ahead of time that, hey,
dude, I was driving 80.
You're going to be a part of this illegal activity right now and you can kind of plan accordingly? Or would it be better for you to just not know and have that ignorance is bliss?
I'd rather know because like Caldwell was a speed trap back then. I think it still is. And I was driving 80 pretty much the whole way. When I got pulled over, I wouldn't be here. That's a wrap. I mean, you go straight to the pen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's that
in my golf bag.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the part that's tough. Like, if you're gonna do it, it might be in the car, but it better be on something you own.
That's right.
Fig, you got one that comes to mind where you might have lashed out?
Honestly, and I ain't trying to cop out. I do have a story, but it's nowhere near.
Yeah. No.
That way, I never really lashed out on anyone like that. But I did have a moment where I kind of questioned people a little bit.
Okay.
Where I'm just, and I guess that's a lash out for me. For that's my standard of a lash out.
Have you seen? Have you been around somebody that lashed out in a crazy way? Was that maybe a better way to get to it?
I have.
He's like, yes.
I seen some stuff. But actually, it was actually on this show.
Lopez,
so,
what'd he do? What'd you do?
Trying to remember.
Nah, it was a moment. I forgot how we even got on this topic, but Reggie, you don't know this, but I can't swim.
Ah. Okay.
So I never learned how to swim or anything. But I felt weird because everybody on this show thought it was weird, or at the station thought it was weird. And I'm just like, that's kind of common. I kind of grew up around a bunch of people,
mm-hmm.
black folks,
yeah.
that don't know how to swim
yeah.
and never really cared to learn how to swim. But people was making such a big deal, like, oh, it floods around here. So when it floods and you got to swim, I'm like, man, I never dealt with that. And then I forgot who it might have been. Seth Payne might have said, "Oh, you, we're by Galveston, so you know you got to learn how to swim." I'm sitting there like,
I don't have to learn anything.
I live right off of Lake Erie. that's way closer to water than we are with Galveston.
You just didn't like people getting on your case about it.
No, this is the part that tipped me over.
Okay,
though.
All right.
So Ron Hughley, I want to put, I think he mentioned this before, but he don't know how to ride a bike.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
And mm-hmm. everybody on this damn station just breezed past that. but we'll just focus on me not. I'm like, man, that's 10 times worse.
You might be lashing out right now.
Riding a bike is one of the first things
we
you
trigger
learn.
Figgy.
Yeah, we got it.
Riding a bike is one of the first things you know. I mean, you learn as a kid.
Yeah.
And they just say, oh, that ain't no big deal, but this swimming.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, what? I'm like, who am I working with? That's the. I think that's the one time I question.
Well, now
people.
It's two.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. That was good. That's good.
That's the one time I kind of questioned, like, who are these people in Texas?
That's hilarious.
How about you?
For me? Well, okay, so I am somebody who is not prone to anger, and maybe that is just like understanding, hey, man, I live in Texas. Mm-hmm. You do something a little too angry, and then mm-hmm. adverse things can happen. But the thing that came to mind for me, and maybe I'm forgetting one or two, but, you know, being young, as I like to say, kids are not good people. And so I was a child, but then also in this moment I was hungry. And when you're hungry, you might be more prone to not being a good person.
Oh yeah.
And so I was with my mom, and we were hanging out with, you know how when you're a kid, you know, people that are your aunt but not really your aunt, they're your aunt because they're your mom's friend.
Yeah.
So we were hanging out with my mom and my mom's friend, and I don't know what it was. I was hungry, and I just, my mom was like not letting me have something I wanted or something.
Uh-oh.
You know, just some basic
Uh-oh.
Kid stuff. And I was like, you know, my aunt was had something. I was like, well, why does she get it? That's why she's fat.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Out of nowhere.
Oh,
for no,
no
reason.
Oh, I'm about to come in there and slap
just lashing out. It's like, that's why she's fat. And I'm like, hey, what is wrong with you? Why would you do that? Because kids are not good people. I was a hungry child, and I wasn't a good person.
As the words were coming out of your mouth,
man.
You knew it.
Oh, I didn't think about this. This is something that I'd had no remorse for in that moment. And the reason I know is because my mother told me. Like, I've heard this story many times afterwards. That, like, oh yeah, no. So yeah.
That's why she's fat.
Yeah, that's why she's fat.
Oh man.
Eating up all the food.
I'm just not leaving out. Me any.
Yeah. Someone said best one was legal from the 713. Sophomore year, defensive end called him the N-word, spit on you. Result and earned him a starting spot on varsity.
Yeah.
You know what? You had a leeway, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think myself, B. Scott, I think had mentioned this, that if you spit on him, he is not liable for what he does at that point, and I completely agree with that. So
yeah.
I'm with you, 713. You did what was necessary.
Every time I hear somebody spitting on somebody, I think about B. Scott.
Yeah.
I thought about B. Scott during the Ohio State and Oregon game.
You say you could get away with murder, I'll just
100%.
Turn my back.
No, because this is the thing. And this is the thing I don't get, is the people that will spit on you and then walk away. No, once you spit on me, the fight has begun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You started the fight.
Yeah.
What I do is just self-defense at this
yeah.
point.
Yeah, at this point, I'd rather you try to punch me in the face.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I would have more respect for you if you do that.
Yeah. 281, John Lopez equals the mule.
Yeah, you are a mule now. Noted marijuana
dude,
mule.
I want to hear about the story. You about to throw somebody off the boat.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Who got thrown overboard?
Ironically, it also included weed.
You are not a weed
and
person.
I'm not a weed guy.
That's what you
and
say.
Maybe that's why it makes
I don't
me
know. So it's not adding up weed. Here.
No wonder it can't get legal here.
And the popo. Yeah, so I'm backing in my boat in Port O'Connor, and I had two buddies that wanted to go fishing with me, so I'm bringing them buddy. They had their tackle boxes in the boat and everything. And then the county on-water sheriff stops and says, "Hey, you ready to launch?" I said, "Yeah." So he said, "Mind if we check out, you know, all your safety equipment?" "Sure, let's go." Because I'm, you know, I'm always on point on all that stuff. He checks life jackets. He opens all the hatches, the tackle boxes and everything. And, you know, the horn and all the fire extinguisher. He said, "You did good, sir." And he gave me what they call a gold star. And it's just like if you get stopped again, show the
officer. A sticker, right?
You yeah.
A sticker, yeah.
Yeah, show the officer and they won't even check your boat because you passed it, right?
Yeah.
So then the guys, as the officers, as two dudes are going through my boat, I can see them kind of looking through the window with covering their hands, like looking through the window of the bait shop where we were launching, and they didn't come out. After the officers left and gave me the gold star, they came out, got on the boat, and they're like, you know, potheads, you know, just kind of laughing. And he said, "I had a lid in my tackle box." I was like, "You mother bleeper." Now, I didn't lose it like I did when I was a mule.
That's right.
but I lost it.
From the 281, sounds like Lopez is using the OG sauce to launder his drug money.
It sounds like it. Yeah, it sounds sure like it.
Kingpin, we got Walter White over here.
You look like Walter White, too.
And that, so, you know?
And it's so
ironic. All you got to do is shave the head.
And glasses. It's so ironic because I don't do these things. I don't have nothing against it, but I just, it's not me. And man. Both times I lost my, maybe that's why. Because I'm like, you realize I don't even do this. And I could have gone to, you know, gotten some big trouble twice.
But you didn't. Did you die?
I know.
Calm down. From the 832, they said the one and only time they've been violent, sixth grade, smacked a kid with a music stand for calling you fat. Yeah, see, I'd have been in trouble mm-hmm. with you. But yeah, that's wild because the music stands, especially if I'm guessing.
They have points.
They do have points, but.
Them black ones?
Yeah, yeah. I think they've gotten to making them kind of plastic, but they used to be metal.
They was metal.
Yeah. Like you might as well hit him over the back with a steel chair.
You had to get the stone cold. From that.
Like WWE stuff right there.
Yeah, I imagine the principal talked to you pretty good.
I probably shouldn't have said those two weed stories. That's for darn sure.
Wow. Nah, I think that was great.
Because everybody's calling me a mule.
That's right.
Laundering money and everything else.
That's right.
And those are the only two times.
You're the new mattress firm.
Wow.
I'm just playing.
In all my years. Yeah, somebody said he said lid. Yeah, that's how long ago it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. People don't call it a lid anymore?
No.
An ounce?
No. I haven't heard that.
Yeah.
Not that I would know. For the 281, they said elementary school, they hemmed up a kid against the wall because he thought he could bully me. Because I didn't want to get in trouble. Teachers were terrified. It was the first time he was sent to the principal's office. Yeah, I bet the teachers really were because they're like, "Oh, that's a good kid. Oh my God, what is he doing?" He snapped.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to everybody, man.
I lashed out on my dog. Rest in peace, Stan. I lashed out on him one day. Like,
absolutely.
I was yelling at him like it was a kid because he ate something he wasn't supposed to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
you were scared.
I'm like, you know better. I'm like, get your butt back over there.
You're my favorite.
He
kind
was
of
scared.
People.
He was. You could tell he was sad. I'm like, no, you don't you move.
That's my favorite kind of people. The people that talk to dogs and babies as if they are just normal
get your
adult
butt
humans.
Back there. Don't you move out this spot.
That's right. From the 832, went postal on a postal supervisor as a rural mailman over mail. Oh, okay.
Oh, man. Well, I can see that.
Well, if you said you went postal, I feel like you'd be texting us from a facility of some sorts. But shout out to you, man. Like, yeah. Sometimes being at work, not anybody here for me, but sometimes at work, they push to your extent. I respect that. But yeah, shout out to everybody who has lashed out and the people that have managed to keep that together, unlike a certain Gerald Wayne Jones. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we will be joined by a guy, Adam Spillane. Let's talk some Rockets as they are about a week away from tipping off their season. We'll talk to him next.